Metallic, tremendous in size. Air Force mum. From the Brazilian Nacional, March 8, 1957. Strange ringed craft crashes in Mato Grosso. Two women menaced near Ponto Paran. We heard squealing sounds from within, they declare. From the Brazilian Nacional, March 12, 1957. Mato Grosso horror. Reports of gray men with huge black eyes. Scientists scoff. Reports persist. Villages in terror. From the Oklahoman, May 12, 1965. State policeman fires at UFO. Claims saucer was 40 feet above Highway 9. Tinker Air Force Base radar confirms sightings. From the Oklahoman, June 2, 1965. Alien growth a hoax, Farm Bureau rep declares. Red weeds said to be work of spray gun teenagers. From the Portland, Maine Press Herald, September 14, 1965. New Hampshire UFO sightings mount. Most sightings in Exeter area. Some residents express fear of alien invasion. From the Manchester, New Hampshire Union Leader, September 19, 1965. Enormous object sighted near Exeter was optical illusion. Air Force investigators refute state police sighting. Officer Cleland adamant, quote, I know what I saw. From the Manchester Union Leader, September 30, 1965. Food poisoning epidemic in Plaistow still unexplained. Over 300 affected, most recovering. FDA officer says may have been contaminated wells. From the Michigan Journal, October 9, 1965. Gerald Ford calls for UFO investigation. Republican House leader says Michigan lights may be extraterrestrial in origin. From the Los Angeles Times, November 19, 1978. Caltech scientists report sighting huge disc-shaped object in Mojave. Tickman says, quote, was surrounded by small bright lights. Morales says, quote, saw red growth like angel hair. From the Los Angeles Times, November 24, 1978. State police, United States Air Force investigators find no angel hair at Mojave site. Tickman and Morales take, pass, lie tests. Possibility of hoax discounted. From the New York Times, August 16, 1980, alien abductees remain convinced. Psychologists question drawings of so-called gray men. From the Wall Street Journal, February 9, 1985, Carl Sagan, quote, no, we are not alone. Prominent scientist reaffirms belief in ETs, says, quote, odds of intelligent life are enormous. From the Phoenix Sun, March 14, 1997, huge UFO sighted near Prescott. Dozens describe boomerang-shaped object. Switchboard at Luke Air Force Base deluged with reports. From the Phoenix Sun, March 20, 1997, Phoenix lights remain unexplained. Photos not doctored, expert says. Air Force investigators mum. From the Polden, Arizona Weekly, April 9, 1997. Food poisoning outbreak unexplained. Reports of red grass discounted as hoax. From the Derry, Maine Daily News, May 15, 2000. Mystery lights once again reported in Jefferson Tract. Kineo town manager says, quote, I don't know what they are, but they keep coming back. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dreamcatcher by Stephen King. Read by Jeffrey DeMunn.
SSDD. It became their motto, and Jonesy couldn't for the